Business.
Bartleby. A woman's work. Half the population still faces barriers in the workplace.
Women have made great strides in the employment market over the past 50 years, but many still feel that their progress is being obstructed. And to coincide with International Women's Day on March 8th, two new books by feminist writers tackle the issues. In The Fix, Michelle King, Director of Inclusion at Netflix, a video streaming giant, observes that women are constantly told they need to change themselves, be more assertive, work longer hours, and so on. Instead, she argues, working practices should change to accommodate the needs of half the adult population. In The Home Stretch, Sally Howard, a journalist, suggests that a big reason why women are held back is that even those who work full-time are still expected to do the bulk of the housework. To cite the book's lengthy but apposite subtitle, she makes a strong case, why it's time to come clean about who does the dishes. Male managers may find these books an uncomfortable read, peppered with talk of the patriarchy and gender privilege. Sometimes the authors go too far, as Howard links the patriarchy with capitalism so often that one wonders whether she has ever seen a picture of the Soviet Union's all-male Politburo. But men do not need to forsake the capitalist system to appreciate the plight of female workers. They just need empathy. Are women in the workplace judged by the same standards as their male colleagues? Are they described with adjectives, strident or emotional, for example, that would not be applied to men with the same characteristics? Despite recent progress, women still face a glass ceiling. A couple of stories in Ms. King's book illustrate the point. Sarah was an executive at a multinational who worked late, underwent management training, and enthusiastically received and acted on feedback. After many years of rejection, it seemed she was due for promotion to the next tier, which was 100% male. But at the key meeting, a male executive said, "I don't know, she just doesn't fit. She has those glasses and she wears that clip in her hair." Not exactly scientific management.